cameras as it explodes on impact. More on these stories can be found at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It must be Thursday. It must be the 2nd of February.
It is, and I can't believe the February's here already. What the heck happened to January?
Well, you know what? I laid that one on Bob yesterday. I said, around the 15th, Bob, I mentioned to you that this month is going by pretty fast and for you to hang on to it.
He did.
And hang on to it. Well, he said he did, but he just got away from him. Can I say? So now here we are in February.
We are, and it's 45 degrees in downtown Reading. It's going to be a high today of 50 and a low tonight of 53. The weather's going to get warmer as the day goes on and into the evening, so figure that out. We're also going to have rain for the likely future here. We're going to have a little bit of breezy showers on Friday, a high of 58 and a low of 47. On Saturday, showers likely, a high of 55 and a low again of just in the high 40s. So it's going to be rainy and breezy through the weekend, and we need the rain. We need to continue to get it. This is winter, after all. Weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are war friends. Locally owned and operated, they give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Well, you need a little coffee here this morning?
I do, I think.
Jeez, Chris, what's going on here?
I think I need some coffee.
Okay. All right. We got to get going here. All right. This morning starts out, I was thinking, okay, we've got all these new liners, and we got the new website, and we got this. And I said, well, where are the new liners? Well, I sent it to like 5 different people, but nobody got it. So now I'm like, so I have to resend it all out again. Because it's not like you can just go, oh, we'll just substitute this one.
Uh-huh.
Well, you can, kind of, but it's busy. I mean, it's busy work. Bob, you have to pull the other one out and play this and put this one in.
If you actually have the file, there's a lot of keystrokes involved, but yeah, it's a fairly straightforward.
It's
process.
A straightforward, but it takes time to do it.
It's like data entry.
So I sent it out on the 23rd, saying I want this done by the 30th. So I checked today, see where they all are, and I'm getting that dog look, and I don't mean that in a bad sense. You know, everybody cocks their head and looks at you, and
more
goes,
like the deer in the headlights.
Yeah, and it's I said, well, I sent it to production. Well, of course. Everybody looks at production. If it's not there for one person, it's not there for anybody. And then I sent it to people. Well, I don't know.
I can check my spam folder and see if it ended. Although the other one you sent got there okay.
Did you just get the one I resent?
I haven't had a chance to look yet. I'm starting the show and everything. You know.
Yeah,
he's preoccupied.
Hey, Sun Goal gets here early when you're here.
Is that right?
Yeah. Hey, by the way, I just want to point this out to everybody that we have stools that we sit on in here, sometimes chairs. But the stools, I have my stool, it's a higher stool than everybody else's. And it was just they came in like that.
Uh-huh.
Except when Trish is here. Trish takes my stool.
She takes Carl's throne.
She takes my throne and sits on it.
Well, because I like the higher stool because it's better for my back. Actually,
oh, okay.
Yeah, the lower.
I just thought you wanted to be
where my mind just
actually,
went.
I just wanted to be higher than everybody else in the room.
Yeah, well, that's probably really it because you're a princess.
There you go.
Hey, what do you think about the new Supreme Court justice?
I'm thrilled of the choices he had. I think it's incredible, and I think that it's. I haven't figured out anything that he's done so far that I'm not in favor of.
I have a list of every one of his. By the way, I have a list of every one of his memorandums and executive orders here if you want to run through them real quick.
Oh, that's great.
But
yeah.
This new justice is, I think, He sounds really good. And, I mean, to the point that Neil, it's Neil Gorsuch. And the thing about it is, even the people on the left say, well, this guy's pretty, you know, he's pretty good.
Some
but,
of them.
But, yeah. But then others.
And they all unanimously confirmed him to the to well, the appeals court.
Okay, let's think. When you say unanimously, what that is, it's a voice vote. And nobody voted against him.
Well, there you
so,
go.
But, so it's, I guess well, okay. you can say it's
yeah.
unanimous.
Yeah, yeah, that's it, how it they're a, put down. That's yeah, how it's recorded.
It's unanimous. Okay, you're right. Now, the thing about it with the – and see, here is where the Democrats are killing themselves. First of all, here's O'Reilly saying last night, I think the Democratic Party could be, you know, no longer an effective party. But they said that about the Republicans, too. If you yeah, remember, like yeah. 3 or 4 months ago before the election – the Republican Party is finished.
Yes,
that's
done.
What they said.
Finished.
So it's not. You know, these people, they understand. You know what? They're fighting it right now. But they know if they're going to win anything back, they've got to go back out to the people again. And they've got to stop acting like these crazy people in Hollywood. And they've got to start reaching out to the people in between the coast. Because you're not going to ever win it unless you do that.
But here's the problem. I don't think they understand that yet, because they just they're used to being on in control, and they haven't quite got it yet. But there's the other thing, that the factor that bothers me worse than the Democrats, because I know what they're going to do, and it's the Republicans. I still will remind you that there is a group of the Republicans there, the establishment. The Washington cartel, if you will, who like it the way it is. And if they don't, if that Republican Party does not stand behind Trump and go with him as he tries to do, President Trump, as he tries to go through this process, we've got problems. Education Secretary, they've got two Republican women.
I know.
Who are in bed with the unions.
Yeah. And,
the teachers union, yeah. And they're
just
jumping
no.
ship. They're saying, nope, we're not going to go with her.
Now, and so there could be a problem right there.
Because
now it could be 50-50, or they could just not vote. They're not going to vote for her, but they're not going to vote against her, maybe.
Well, you don't
maybe,
know.
Maybe
but,
they
but,
will. But if they do, it comes down to a 50-50 vote, and for the first time, Mike Pence comes down there and he breaks the tie.
Well, how about maybe one more Republican jumps on there, and then now we got a problem, don't we?
Well, how about one Democrat coming over?
Well, you don't know, but I will tell you that those Republicans can be a problem. And there's no reason in the world they're hanging up all of these appointments. They should have gone through without a problem, and there's very few of them that have actually been confirmed.
No, well, everyone now, okay, you're right. Not all of them have been confirmed, but your Secretary of State has, and all the other, and your SecDef, and all those have. Now, here's the thing is, they're saying that Gorsuch, they're going to fight it. But here's the stupid thing about that. He is taking Scalia's place.
Yes.
So, I mean, you know, really and frankly, he's taking Scalia's place. And this should not be a big fight. Here's what the Democrats, if they were smart, but they're being driven by people that are outside their houses right now saying, if you vote for him, we're going to make sure you don't get reelected.
That's
again.
What they say, but I don't think that's true.
That's not going to happen. Gorsuch is a good pick. They should let Gorsuch go through and say, you know what? Fine. You know, this is kind of a Scalia replacement, and we're not going to fight you on this. And you know, let it go through. The next one is going to be the fist fight.
But here's the point:
don't make them use a nuclear option.
Well,
don't make them use it. They can.
They will.
And they will. But don't. You know what? Don't do that, because it's a trade right now. And there's what do you think he's going to put in somebody that's going to be anti-gun? No.
But even the next, no. But the next one shouldn't either. It is a philosophical difference.
No, the next one is
no.
The best.
Well, that he shouldn't, and that's what a couple of our Republicans did in the past, is trying to be nice. They picked moderates, and that's a huge mistake, because that doesn't go along with the conservative philosophy.
And
that Constitution is to be interpreted. They're not in there to make laws. And when you put the moderates in and you put the left in, then they go in there and try to rewrite the Constitution and make new laws, and that's not their job. That's Congress's job. So any Republican who puts up a moderate, you know, kind of wave in the wind kind of candidate for the Supreme Court, I'm going to argue with them all the way down the line, and we see what we get when that happens. Then you get somebody who doesn't have principles. They just go with the flow of the wind. And that's not what the Constitution is, what it is. It's a document written. It's supposed to be interpreted all the way down the line the way the forefathers meant it to be. And when you get people in there, like Ginsburg, who just disagrees with the Constitution, and so she just wants to rewrite it every time, based on her philosophy, not on the Constitution.
And with that in mind, you came in a little tired today. I mean, did you sleep well last night?
I slept really well last night.
Did you sleep well on your sleep number bed?
I did. My sleep number on my sleep number bed is still 55.
You know, this time of the year, you know, it's people are saying, oh, maybe I need a new mattress. So instead of going down to the old mattress store, head on down to Sleep Number. Head on down to Sleep Number because wouldn't you like to have a bed that adjusts to your every curve and, you know, all the little aches and that you might have and then it helps it? That's the amazing Sleep Number bed. And right now during the Ultimate Sleep Number event, you can save 50% on their innovative limited edition bed. That's right. Sleep Number has been ranked highest in customer satisfaction with mattresses by J.D. Power for 2 years in a row. And if you remember, they're also voted best mattress by Consumer Reports, who's selected for that. This is Sleep Number. This lets you choose your ideal comfort on each side. My Sleep Number setting is 60. Linda's Sleep Number setting is 40. It allows us to sleep soundly and then meet in the middle for hugs. You know, I'm not sure how that works. And you can watch Elk Killer go from one side to the other if Elk Killer jumps into the bed. Anyway, right now there's never been a better time to visit a Sleep Number store. Save 50% on a limited edition bed during the Ultimate Sleep Number event. Plus, Queen C2 mattresses are now only $599.99. And where is this? At the Target Shopping Center and the Sleep Number store. Head on down there. You'll never be sorry. It's a great way to start off the year.
On that same theme, do you know what today is, Carl?
Mattress Day?
Guess what day it is? It's Groundhog Day.
Yes, it is,
and they're saying 6 more weeks of winter.
So if you wake up every morning and this is what you hear on your radio, you know you're in the loop.
I got you, babe. They say our love won't pay the rent, for it's earned, our money's all been spent. I guess that's so, we don't have a plot, but at least I'm sure of all the things we got. Hey.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. And don't forget to add your favorite veggies. And if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook, at OrchardNutrition.com, or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com, then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
Coming to the Cascade Theater this February, it's Midtown Men. It's a high-octane concert celebrating the best of the 60s, reuniting four stars from the original cast of Broadway's Jersey Boys.
Can't buy me love.
Midtown Men, Thursday, February 2nd at the Cascade Theater. Get tickets today at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Hi, I'm Rick Hughes, host of the newest talk radio show heard here on KCNR 1460 AM on the dial. It's called the Flotline, F-L-O-T, Flotline. It'll be heard every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Come join me and learn how God has tremendous problem-solving devices that you can use to stop the outside sources of adversity before they become the inside sources of stress. That's the Flotline with Rick Hughes every Sunday morning here on KCNR at 7 a.m.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott, Trish Clark. Good morning, everybody. It's Thursday, the 2nd of February, 2017, for those who haven't quite caught on yet.
And Groundhog Day.
And Groundhog Day. And see, what happened was when he played that song, I Got You, Babe, if you watched Groundhog Day, you would have known that every morning when he woke up, that's what played, was the that theme. When I was in Sarajevo. It was Groundhog Day. And somebody actually brought in the movie. Of course, then it was in a DVR. And or not DVR, but VCR. Or whatever those things are called.
VHS.
And then we played it. And we all got off on that because every day was Groundhog Day in Sarajevo. Unless you were outside looking for things. Okay. Good morning. And this portion of the show brought to you by Wind River. They just opened up their new spa. That's right. The Wind River Retreat is now open. You got to go on down there and try it out. It's new management, and if you've never gone down there, you will enjoy it. It's another facet of all the great things that happen down at Wind River. Give them a call down there to see it at 245-9494. If you have any questions, if you just want to go on down it, couples massage, you know, have you ever done that?
Couples massage, no.
Yeah. You ever had a Thai massage?
Thai massage?
Yeah. In Thailand?
In Thailand. No, I've never been to Thailand.
Todd, have you ever had a soapy?
I
defer that question. Yeah, defer that question. Okay. It's a form of it's above board. It's just anyway. Okay. Hey, we're here with the
Sometimes he does that. You just don't know where he's going and you just kinda
run with it. We're here with our friends from the Economic Development Corporation, Tony Giovanella and Todd Jones. And Todd's, you know, and Tony, I thank you so much for your patience. You know, we usually have the EDC on Wednesday mornings, but I wasn't sure if that was a, you know, continuous thing. Obviously, Tony thought it, and because he told me he's bringing me Todd. Well, he told me that, and I didn't write it down. So yesterday, of course, we had all the things were happening. Starman said he was retiring, and I just happened to have him scheduled from a long time ago. So he rolls in, and then, of course, Dave Kehoe and Larry Lees from the county to talk about the strike and the troubles we're in right now. So, but the one thing, and this is why it's good that I listened, that we were kind of here yesterday to hear all that, because they both said the same thing. Of course, Starman is a Pollyannish type guy who think, you know, glasses half full all the time, which is fine. That's fine. May have a little crack in it, but it's still full, half full. But they both agreed on the same thing, both groups. We need more business. We need more income. We need more people put to work, and that's going to solve, frankly, that will solve the problems. Mm-hmm. So now we have coming in today our economic development guys and all the things that are happening here. So good morning, Tony.
Well, good morning, Carl. And, you know, us coming back again today for a second time, maybe in honor of Groundhog's Day, right? Doing it again.
Yeah, there you go.
I tell you what, I tell you what, 5 days a week. I come in here, I sit down, and it's like, here we go again. And then let's introduce Todd. I know Todd. Todd Semper Fi. He's a former Marine.
Hoorah.
Hoorah. And so who's Todd and what's he doing?
Okay, so Todd joined us a few weeks ago, and he is the new director of entrepreneurial development at the Shasta Venture Hub. And many of you know from the radio, Hope Seth was in that role for approximately 3 years, and she did a fabulous job. And she was instrumental in the creativeness, you know, around that whole environment. And now we've kind of moved to more of an implementation mode. There's still a lot of strategy. We got a lot of growth to do. We're still bringing parties together. Yeah. So a lot of the same things, but we're also in implementation mode. If you look at the Venture Hub itself, we've been operating now for about 14 months. When I came in April, we had about 4 of 9 offices rented. We now have all of those offices rented, and we had 3 areas that were storage areas, and we've cleared those out, and 2 of those are now rented. So things are happening. And
You got CloudWise Academy teaching classes in there.
Sure.
You've got all types of stuff going on there. So that's all very, very positive.
Absolutely. So, you know, Todd has a new level of energy. And in many ways, we haven't lost hope because she's involved in workforce development.
We'll never lose hope. We can never lose hope. And here's what Hope said. Hope is, this is what she does. She gets things going. She's very good at that. And
right.
She says, but then at that point, she wants to move on to the next one to get that one flowing and then to the next one. So, no, she does a great job. She's a wonderful person. And it's going to be a gap there, but Todd's a good guy.
Yeah, and he's got a great background. And if he could share a little bit of his background,
tell us about
it would
Todd.
Be great.
So I've been in Reading for about 7 years, originally from Weaverville, so not too far over the hill. And I've done quite a few different things. I first came to town and worked for Congressman Herter, so politics is no stranger to me. And, you know, I think it has really a big impact understanding government and politics and really how the cross-sectors of all the different sectors in our economy are, where that cross-sector is and how they work together and how we can, you know, move forward. Working with these different entities to really grow the economy of Shasta County, and I'm really excited to be with the startup community and you know see what I can do to help them grow because they're a really crucial part of our economy in Shasta County.
I tell you what, yesterday they took some hits yesterday from people, let me tell you what I've heard lately. You know, we have access to a lot of people, as you can imagine, things that. You know, and people that we have dinner with, people we're at parties with that talk to us, knowing that we never use their names, but we do use their information. We had dinner the other night, and they went to the Tuesday. What do we go now? You know, the crime, and had the county there, and then Brent Weaver's there, and all this, and they stood up, Leonard Mooney stood up and said, "Oh, we're going to be, you know." More business. That's what we need is more business. Well, this person told me, who is, by the way, a very accomplished business person in this town, very accomplished, said, it's a joke. The county is not helpful. Well,
I'm here to tell you that I unfortunately didn't listen yesterday, but I mean, all that talk about all these jobs.
And I threw that out to Larry Lees.
There's a reason we don't have it.
I threw it to Larry Lees and David Kehoe. And they swallowed, and they went, well, he says, have that person call me. And you don't understand, David. This is the perception here. And this is a lot of people are saying this. And we got, actually, they said things like, you know, to talking to people that they've got new software coming in that's supposed to make it easier and all that. But is it tough, Tony? I mean, that was a long way of getting around to this, but this is what you guys are kind of facing out there.
You know, Carl, the way I look at it, whether it's tough or not, you know, isn't the total equation. So when you look at baseball, you got the groundskeepers who make the field real nice and all that, so you can play the game. And yeah, we need a lot of improvements there, and we're constantly working towards that. But no matter what shape the field's in, you got to play the game, right? So even though we, you know, push on our politicians and our staffers at the different organizations to make improvements, as a lot of the community does, right? And we try and be solution-oriented and work with them. Sometimes, you know, they're handcuffs with regulations from the states and the state and other things. But the reality is, it's like the deck, the cards are dealt. We know what they are, and there is still a lot of good things to offer to business. And, yeah, we had a flat economy for a long time, but just the fact that the number of startups is increasing exponentially. The amount of people that are interested in looking at our area, because I'm heavily involved in recruitment, the activity is much, much higher than it was a year ago. So we can be successful with our current playing field, even though we want a better playing field.
Okay, wait a minute. Before you start, let's just take a break here because I want to expand on that. I want to expand on what you're saying because this is something that Hope would say, and this is something you would say, Tony. And I think this is something that we need to be pushing out too. There is a lot of negativity, but there are so many good things about Reading and good things that are happening. But most, you know, a lot of times people don't know it. They don't know about these. I do because I talk to you all. I go out to the hub a lot. But I think a lot of people don't understand that there's a lot of things percolating here that's going to have an impact, smaller impact, larger. Okay, so we'll be right back. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Dandelion Boutique. Guys, it's Valentine's Day, and if you're looking for the gift, you're looking for the perfect one, head on down to Dandelion Boutique. Depending on how much trouble you're in, you can pick anything from a Brighton bag to jewelry to anything right there. And the girls there are real friendly. Talk to Linda down there. She'll help you out. Probably because your loved one has probably gone through Dandelion Boutique and has looked at things. Located at 1322 Pine Street. Open Monday through Saturday. We'll be right back right after these messages with our EDC.
New York is everything they say, and no place that I'd rather be. Where else can you do a half a million things all at a quarter to three?
Hi. I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Discover River Point, a brand new community by Reading's largest home builder, Palomar Builders, located in South Reading. These quality-built homes include large, deep lots, surrounded by mature oak trees, RV parking, exceptional interior and exterior features, designer kitchens with granite countertops, stylish master suites, and energy-efficient heating and air conditioning units by Bryant and Cascade Comfort Service. All Bryant heating and air conditioning units come with Puron refrigerant. Puron is an environmentally sound refrigerant designed not to harm the Earth's ozone layer. Bryant is the leader in HVAC units, and at Cascade Comfort Service, we'll do whatever it takes to provide quality energy savings that set the standard for today's energy-efficient living in your new River Point home. With its tree-lined streets, River Point provides quality living at reasonable pricing with plans starting at only $299.8. Contact Debbie Morgan of Coldwell Banker and CNC Properties today.
Hi, this is Jana, General Manager of the Historic Cascade Theater, inviting you to celebrate with us the perfect Valentine's event for you and your sweetheart. We are proud to present the silver screen classic Gone with the Wind, Sunday, February 12th. It's more than just a movie, it's a party. Come join us for live music, dancing, themed drinks, and a few surprises. Then enjoy the ultimate date night classic featuring three of Hollywood's greatest stars, winner of 8 Academy Awards, including Best Picture. Don't miss this rare opportunity to see Gone with the Wind on the big screen at the Cascade Theater. It's the perfect date night for your Valentine's weekend. Tickets are just $15 and can be purchased by calling the box office at 243-8877 or online at cascadetheater.org. Don't miss it. Gone with the Wind, Sunday, February 12th at the Cascade Theater. Party starts at 2 p.m., film starts at 3 p.m. Hope to see you there.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
All the leaves are brown. All the leaves are brown. And the sky is gray. And the sky is gray. I've been for a while.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Watt and Trish Clark. Good morning, everybody. It's 45 degrees. It's going to go up to 50 today and then go up to 53 tonight.
Yeah.
It's going to be raining. It's going to be raining today, tomorrow,
and Saturday,
and Saturday, possibly Sunday, and next week also.
Yeah.
What can I say? Super Bowl will be a nice snuggle day to get in there. We're going to be up in Reno for the our annual Super Bowl party. Good. Up there. We party.
No.
We don't really party. We party. up there. And it's going to be snow. Yeah, I know. That's why we're having to, you know, we're going to be careful on our way back here. Hey, we're here with our friends from the EDC, of course, Tony Giovanello and Todd Jones. And Todd has just taken over from Hope Seth and is the kind of the director of
Venture Hub,
right?
Yep. Or, you know, director of entrepreneurial development. At the Venture Hub, yes.
Yeah, great. You're a good guy too. I mean, you've been around town. You've been in different jobs. You've been in the Marines. I mean, good choice. Hiring veterans, man.
I'm excited to be here.
Yeah. Okay, Tony. You said that you got startups. You got all these things happening. So lay it on us.
Yeah, and I think the last time I was in, we talked about the fact that there's certain things that I can't discuss because companies that we're talking with, you know, they don't want disclosure because it affects their customers, employees,
they start getting
and
nasty
suppliers,
letters already.
Yeah. But you know, there is some pieces of public information which are great indicators. So, as an example, there's an economic development organization at the state called GoBiz, and people that are looking from outside the state into California go through GoBiz, and you typically, GoBiz will launch what they call RFIs or RFQs to different areas. And for years, we really didn't get many at all. Mm-hmm. In some years, none. Okay. That's, you know, when the economy was moving sideways. Last year, we actually had three of those. Okay. This year, so far, just in January, we've had two. So we're seeing an upswing. And
can
I will
you give a general idea what kind of businesses they are? I mean, there's got to be. I mean, if you could say like insurance,
right,
or something like that.
Right. Let's just say what I will say is that they are businesses that align with the natural resources that we have.
Which is a good thing. Okay.
Okay.
Got it.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
No, I can.
Now, I want to say one other thing about this. This is a great opportunity for us. Now, unfortunately, a lot of counties in the state get at-bats. They receive the same thing we do. But what we did is we stepped back and said, how can we differentiate ourselves in this level playing field? So we took these responses. Some of them, they just want quick responses. We provide a ton of information. We organize it. We have, and when there's a dialogue on the information that we submit, we are very responsive. We respond completely and over the top. We've now built a brand with the state that the Shasta County guys really do it right. When we've had site visits up here, we have our red team where we bring the different elected officials in, the staffers, people in that business in the community, you know, anyone that could help in that regard. We've had some really excellent meetings, and the state has said, you guys really are doing the job. And what I tell everybody when we bring these guys, we bring these companies in is, it's a ninth inning, two outs, you know, full count, we're down by three runs, and it's bases loaded. We're getting one pitch, and we got to hit it out of the park. And they're doing it. So we're having really good showings and building a great brand with the state and with site selectors, the consultants that companies work with.
When they start to look at that information, though, doesn't the fact that we have a reputation for having the backlog with the planning departments, they read the newspapers, they check into things, that has to be something you have to figure out a way to work around, because that is the perception businesses have, because I've talked to them when they've going to come to Shasta County.
Absolutely. You know, there is something there, but there's nothing like in-person commitments. So I can tell you there was one of these companies came in and they were looking at sites that were in the city of Anderson, the city of Shasta Lake, and the city of Redding, okay? And we had all the players in one room. We were going to go to all the venues and have individual meetings with each government and the associated people, but we had a kickoff. And I will tell you that I was so proud that, you know, the three city managers represented us as a cooperative that works together for the good of the overall community. And no matter where this business, if it decides to select Shasta County, wherever it lands, it's going to be good for us all, and everybody's going to work together to make it happen. So I was very proud that day, and
I
got tremendous
too.
Feedback
like that
from that prospect and the state after that meeting.
Well, I tell you, you know, Tony, one of the things you said is, you know, here we are at the bottom of the ninth, bases low, we need to have one swing. Mm-hmm. One of the things that Brent Weaver said the other day that I actually kind of agree with says, okay, our home runs are over. the home run was going to be measured D. He said they struck us out swinging. No, they struck us out. He didn't say this, but it was they struck us out with the bat on our shoulder. He says now we've got to go out. We've got to start hitting singles. We've got to start bunting. We've got to be, you know, we've got to scratch it out. Now, that's what he's talking about moving forward with the city. And but I understand what you're saying is that people now are here. You know, they're interested. So now we've got to go for it with everything we have. Well, we got to. I mean, and if it's and having a reputation that we give more than expected, that's good too. Then we need to have them in here and close the deal. That's, I guess, the big thing is closing the deal. But
that message has to come from the top of the county down to the planning department.
Because Tony
and from and yeah, same with the city.
As good as Tony and Todd are. Once you get them into that portion, now the county and the cities have to really roll in and say, this is what we're willing to do.
Yeah, we're facilitators, right? We bring the people together.
You can only get them there.
That's right. And then the people that have the authority and wherewithal and the power make the decisions, right?
That's right.
We try and create a lot of alignment and affinities to make it a good deal for everybody, right? And I think that's going to happen more and more this year. It happened a few times last year.
Well, it's, so, you know what? It's getting better, and that's it. Now, you also said something about startups. We've had so many startups, I mean, just at the Venture Hub. And then I just saw something on the front page of the Record Searchlight, whose network right now is screwed up because I can't get beyond the front page of it, even though I've got a subscription and all that stuff. But what it said was somebody starting a local manufacturing or studies about a local manufacturing. Have you seen that?
I don't believe I
have. Oh, are you talking about the meeting that we had yesterday?
Maybe that, because okay. I thought you would have been in that. It said about starting a local manufacturing, and that's all I could read on it.
Sure. So in Butte County and Glenn and Tehama and a few others, there's an organization called Grow Manufacturing Initiative, GMI.
Okay.
And basically a group of manufacturers who have workforce development challenges have said, we've got to do this, especially in manufacturing, because – we have the knowledge and we have the equipment, right? So the initiative basically is let's get industrial arts teachers and train them on the latest and greatest. So when they're turning out people, they're turning out the people we need. Oh, and by the way, let's look at the equipment they have. Oh, they have old equipment. So let's look at the equipment in our facility and maybe we cut it loose a few years earlier than we would so it's still contemporary and get that into the schools. Okay? And then once we have the industrial arts teachers trained and they have equipment, let's give exposure to our 9th and 10th graders. Let's bring them into facilities. Let them look at all the jobs. It's not, manufacturing is not all putting round things in round holes. One of the companies that was represented yesterday has about 120 people, and there are 40 different jobs, everything from accountant through purchasing manager and everything in between. So it gives kids a visibility to all those careers. Then if the kids show interest, they work with the schools, both the core teachers and the industrial art teachers, to do curriculum modification to align that kid for the career. Why is that so important? Because I think we talked about this last month. 44% of our kids go to college in Shasta County. 18% graduate. 82% don't have college degrees. We used to have all these manufacturing jobs that paid 50 to 75% higher than retail.
Okay? Yeah.
Not that retail is a bad career.
No, but it paid more and it gave you a living wage. Those are the ones that they could buy boats, they could buy new cars. I mean, all those things.
Exactly. And the sad thing is that those jobs are out there, but our culture has created maybe a little bit of a stigma around them, and they're great jobs. We have the same challenge in trades, right? We don't have enough people going into trades.
Electricians and plumbers and
You know, and everything works with supply and demand in play. And someday, when we're paying $600 to have a leaky faucet fixed, people are going to realize that being a plumber is a pretty good opportunity. You know.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
The emphasis has been on sending everybody to school for college, and we need to get back into the trade school.
Well, yeah. We need college graduates. We need computer scientists and software development engineers.
Software
and
development engineers, but you also have a lot of the software jobs, as we're showing, can go to work and get $25 an hour starting out working for different projects. And they don't need a college degree. They just need to be trained. And that's what you all are doing over there through CloudWise Academy. And Joe McKenna is doing a great job. But the other thing is that when we talk about industrial arts and industrial art teachers, mm-hmm. do we still have those?
Yeah, we do.
Does Shasta High School have those?
Yes. As a matter of fact, a gentleman by the name of Chris Sheedy was at the meeting yesterday, uh-huh. and he's been heavily involved in Grow Manufacturing. He's gone through their Train the Trainer program, and he has brought some of those things to his class to the point where they're doing G-code, they're running equipment, they're making, you know, fairly complex parts
and
for somebody that's never done.
And this is a teacher at Shasta High School?
Yes.
Oh,
cool.
Okay.
Maybe we need to have him on. Need to talk
I
about
think that
him.
Would
I think
be great.
This
great.
Is a big thing down in Butte County. I know I went through a whole tour down there a few months back.
That's right.
The whole process, one of the businesses that have the students in, the teachers in, mm-hmm. the whole equipment thing. It's a huge, really functioning operation down there. We need to see more of it.
There was something, and we talked about this. It was, you know, that guy that's down there in Louisiana, or, you know, the mud hole of Louisiana that's brought in all this business down there. He was on 60 Minutes. I don't watch 60 Minutes usually, but this, it was, they had something, and then it switched over to this. This guy, one of the things they've done is bringing these manufacturers, they've gone to the schools, especially the junior college there, and they have trained them, just like you're talking about. They've trained them on these new robotic type of machinery that builds things. And so they train them right there in the college, the community college, to go to work at these places. It's unbelievable. I mean, this guy has brought in four or five huge companies in there that build things. I mean, he brought in a tire factory. And everybody, well, a tire factory, that puts, you know, 600 people to work right there at good paying jobs. But what you're doing, I understand, and I think that's a great idea, that we're teaching people how to use the newest in machinery so they can build things and find out those kind of jobs. Because, frankly, if we don't have plumbers and electricians and drywallers and, people like that, heavy equipment operators, truckers, our economy stops.
We've been hearing for years when we have manufacturers, people trying to bring business into the community, that we don't have a workforce. It's part of the issue. And when I would say that to the schools when we'd have meetings, that, you know, one of the things they complain about is that there isn't a workforce. What do you mean? We got all kinds of people here. They're not trained to do anything. That's the problem. So this is the head-on way to start affecting that outcome.
I think it's a good job.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, look, we're going to take a break. This portion of the show, we're talking about people working with their hands, Bastiani Arms. You're not going to find a better gun shop than Bastiani Arms. Not only do they have any type of firearm you'd want, they have all the ammo, they have all the shooting accessories, and, of course, John Bastiani just made national news because he's invented a very inexpensive way of taking your AR under the new laws, the new draconian laws in California says you have to open up the upper receiver from the lower receiver to be able to load your rifle. He's got it so you can fix it so it pops open, shuts down, and the magazine drops out. Don't even need a bullet button. Go down to 2539 Larkspur. Go down and see what he has there. They're not $50. You know, he'll be ready to start, mass production on these things in March. All of this at Bastiani Arms. He's a great, great gunsmith. Give him a call at 222-8222 or stop by Tuesday through Saturday. We'll be right back with our friends from the EDC.
Of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, Professional Cleaning Services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
This is Joe McKenna, CEO of CloudWise Academy and your host of the Digital Revolution Show. If you own a business, run a business, or want to start a business, then this show is for you. I'll pull back the green curtain exposing how the internet is impacting your business and give you the rules and tools to take control. If it's related to the internet and matters to business, we'll be talking about it here. Tune in every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. to the Digital Revolution Show on KCNR 1460.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west, of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
Must be Budget Blinds, because only Budget Blinds brings a showroom of great window fashions to your door. Hi, Julie.
Hi, Janet. Love the new designs.
Colors and patterns you can't find anywhere else. Brought right to your door. Exclusive product lines for every budget, including Roman shades, rugs, pillows, and so much more, to transform any room from ordinary to extraordinary. Plus, we do all the measuring and installation for you. No more running from store to store or taking your chances online.
Budget Blinds is a home convenience concept. Whenever you call Budget Blinds, you're always going to get a live person on the phone. We'll come out, we'll bring all sorts of different samples, we'll listen to your need. Being a franchise owner of Budget Blinds, a big part would be our warranties. Our warranties are unbeatable. With no questions asked, no matter what happens to your window coverings, you're covered in.
So when you hear, think Budget Blinds.
If you're in need of custom window coverings, give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web at budgetblinds.com.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. That's Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Trishy!
It's Thursday.
It's Thursday.
Love Thursday.
My Trishy girl. What's the weather look like today?
The weather looks like it's 45 degrees right now. It's going to be a high of 50 today, and then warming up tonight to 53. The weather is always just brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane.
I tell you, it's a veteran-owned business gives discounts for seniors and veterans. And I told the story about Chuck and Judy. They went there, and he gave a large amount of money at the California Deer Association, not for guns or safes, which, you know, he could have bought easily, but to help a young man who's got special needs go out on a deer hunt. Mm. This is what this young man's dream is. And so he, not only did he do it for him, he probably paid enough money or donated enough money during that one time during that auction to take out three kids.
There you go.
This is Chuck Kenny. This is Shasta Gas Propane.
Yeah, so, give him a call at 365-3793.
Now, we have Berkeley Fascist, who is in our chat room here. I don't understand what he said about some of these things in here, but he did say his leadership is the big vacuum that we are having to find ways to overcome. And he's talking not, of course, with you guys, with the EDC, with Tony Giovanello or Todd Jones, but he's talking about being able to move our city forward. And, you know, I see where people are getting this. I mean, I think the leadership in our city and our county have really got to take a good look at what's happening and get out of the way. Let these new entrepreneurs or the businesses just run amok here. And I mean that. And I got that book, and I know you've read it, and I hope you've read it, The Coming Jobs War.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep telling people about this. And, you know, it's like, oh, and they write it down, like to read it. Who gave it to me? Hope Seth. I'm sold. It's the solution. But that's what you two are doing, in a way.
You know, and a lot of the exciting parts about these startups is that, you know, there are hundreds of startups in this community, and I knew I had a lot of friends in the community before I started this job. But now that I've been in it for about a month, I'm just so encouraged and excited to see what all these people are doing.
What kind of startups are we talking about?
You know, a lot of technology, software companies, software that ranges from dental offices to mobile gaming to GIS software and drones. And, you know, these people, there are hundreds of them. You can get them in a room, and they wouldn't know who Kurt Starman or the city planning people are, because really their only barrier, they don't have a barrier. They're almost
they don't
limitless.
Have a barrier. Now people go, oh, and I've heard this before. oh, you know, it's only one or two people. You know, they're doing software. You know, it's just one or two people. It's not going to hire people. It's not like a real job. I've heard that. Have you heard that?
Yeah, we've heard that.
We've heard, you know, people say that. But that's not true. It is a real job. To me, the new software guys, the guys that are working on in the web and on the internet, that's the Ford plant of the future, where it used to be cars, now there's robots. And one man does the job of like 10 men because he handles all the robots in there. But the software is going to, if they get it catches, think about if somebody hits that home run, what that will do for this community.
Yeah, and there's a company in town called Square Practice. They've been around for about two years. And they, I think they hired three people last year. They're looking to hire another two in the next few months. And so they're up to about six people right now, and they're just going through the roof. They're a dental optimization software company, and it was a guy in town that sells software and other things to dentists, and he had this idea, and it's really just taken off. And so he's hiring people, and the software is really spreading throughout the country right now. So it's very exciting, and there's a lot of other companies. AdJoy, they're doing mobile ads that doesn't suck is how they put it. And it's interactive things, and they've been able to hook up with national chains and international games. And they're in a growth stage right now, and they're starting to hire a few more people, and probably pretty soon here, I believe they're going to outgrow the Venture Hub and they're going to be off and running.
Tony, one thing. We always assume that everybody that's listening to us knows who the EDC is, what kind of an organization it is, who makes it up. Give us a quick snapshot. Well, sure. What is the EDC?
Sure. So the Economic Development Corporation of Shasta County is a nonprofit. It is both funded with public dollars, which about 60% of our funding comes from the local governments, and 40% by private businesses and high net worth individuals in our community who are interested in helping grow the economy and creating jobs, making this a better place for everybody. The key things that we work on are recruiting companies into the county, helping current companies that are here expand, and if any companies are looking at leaving, we work to retain them. In addition, while the economy was, you know, in a lull, we sat back and said, boy, we need to do something. We need to create companies if it's difficult to recruit them. And that was where the birth of the Shasta Venture Hub came.
Who makes up your board of directors?
We have I think, almost 20 on the board right now. And it's
representatives from?
It's all private industry on our boards. We do get public money, some of the government agencies actually appoint board members from the private
sector.
From
the city of Anderson, city of Reading, city of Chester Lake, county.
That's right.
Cool.
A lot of people don't – we all assume we know what we're talking about always.
Sure.
And we think everybody else out there does too. And quite often when we do these shows, they'll say, well, I don't even know what the EDC is.
Right. You know, I want to also build on where Todd was going with the startup company. So he talked about the jobs that they're creating. But the other beauty of this is they are basically exporting bites out of the county and bringing dollars in.
There you go.
Right? So it's not just the jobs.
Yeah, I mean, and manufacturing technology, it creates a great value for the county because, like Tony just said, all that money is coming from outside the area and coming in. And if you want to learn a little bit more about startups and kind of where our ecosystem is in Shasta County, we have an event called Beer and Bites. We hold it about every 6 weeks, and tonight is the first one we've had for a while from 5 to 7 at the Venture Hub, and it's really aimed at people in the startup community, entrepreneurs, investors, mentors, and obviously people in the community are welcome to come as well. And if you step into that room, we usually have about 60 to 75 people there, and you'll really be amazed
by the talent.
Remind us again where the Venture Hub is.
Venture Hub is at 4300 Caterpillar Drive, all the way at the end of Caterpillar, and we're in the SAF facility.
As you're driving up, you see a nice shot on the left. You haven't gotten there yet. You still have to go up about another 150 yards, 200 yards.
That's right.
Excuse me. We're going to take a break here. And can we hang you on for another 15 minutes? And then I know you've got meetings and everything. The point is here is that people need to understand that, you know, these 60, 70, 80, 100, 200 people that are doing these, that are working so hard in the tech side can lead to thousands of jobs. We've got a company right here that does websites. And within a stone's throw of us in this building that has 18 people working for them. And could use probably another 18, I think is what he said, Kurt said.
The soundstage here that not a lot of people know about, I mean, they're recording music for international artists and it's going everywhere. And that's not kind of out of the realm of what the EDC does, but I'm just familiar with those guys. And, you know, they're putting out great products and great work.
Okay, we're going to break here for the news and we'll be right back.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Holding his first press secretary as Secretary of State, it was Rex Tillerson this morning addressing reporters in Washington about some of his top priorities.
The safety of every single member of our State Department family, regardless of where he or she is posted, is not just a priority for me. It's a core value, and it will become a core value of this department.
Warning that religious freedom is under threat, President Trump is vowing to repeal an IRS rule that currently bars pastors from endorsing candidates from the pulpit. The provision applies not just to churches, but to other tax-exempt organizations, keeping them from supporting candidates for political office under the current rules. The president told the National Prayer Breakfast here in Washington that he was blessed to have been raised in what he called a churched home.
My mother and father taught me that to whom much is given, much is expected. I was sworn in on the very Bible from which my mother would teach us as young children. And that faith lives on in my heart every single day.
And the president said he's inspired and encouraged by five words he often hears from people. Quote, I am praying for you. The Senate Environment and Public Works Committee has voted to send the nomination of Scott Pruitt as EPA director to the full Senate for a confirmation vote prior to the 11-0 vote. Republicans suspended the committee rules to send Pruitt's nomination to a floor vote after Democrats boycotted the meeting. The productivity of American workers rose in the fourth quarter.
The Labor Department says productivity went up at an annual rate of 1.3% in the fourth quarter, a slowdown from 3.5% productivity growth in the July to September period. Labor costs rose at a 1.7% rate, up from a 0.2% gain in the third quarter.
That's Jeremy House reporting. Right now in Wall Street, a struggle. The Dow is up. Again now, up by about 21 points. More details from townhall.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-566-2424. That's 1-800-566-2424. 1-800-566-2424. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The British government has unveiled a Brexit plan calling for a close new European Union relationship.
Prime Minister Theresa May's Brexit team wants to ease some of the uncertainty around the divorce with the EU, saying officials are after an outcome of mutual benefit to both sides. Brexit Secretary David Davis has told lawmakers that the EU must succeed politically and economically, and Britain would work towards a new positive and constructive partnership with the bloc. Davis spoke as the government published a white paper, a document laying out some details of its goals and strategy for the divorce negotiations. Charles de Ledesma, London.
American Airlines has formally opened an office in Havana, and the airline says it's moving ahead with plans for Cuba amid uncertainty over what President Trump's administration may do about the warming of U.S.-Cuban relations. The opening came 2 months after American Airlines flew the first scheduled commercial flight from the U.S. to Havana in more than 50 years. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. More money than ever is being sent back to Mexico.
Mexico's central bank says the amount of money sent home to Mexico by migrants living abroad rose to almost $27 billion in 2016, the highest on record. The remittances have become Mexico's most important source of foreign income after manufacturing exports of almost $34 billion per year. Val Dior reporting.
Long-term U.S. mortgage rates barely budged this week after marking their first increase of the year last week. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac said that the rate on the 30-year fixed-rate loan was unchanged from last week at an average of 4.19%. That was still sharply higher than a 30-year rate that averaged 3.65% for all of 2016. The average for a 15-year mortgage ticked up to 3.41%, just a tiny rise from its 3.40% rate that was seen last week. More on these stories can be found at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday.
Yes, it is.
Got my Trish
Thursday
girl
morning.
Here. February the 2nd, 2017. It's 5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here. 605-4567 is our phone number. We are streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and you can hop in to the chat room as I have Mike and Berkeley Fascist and Sun Gold and Bob and several other Berkeley Fascists. That started out with the riots they were having in Berkeley because some guy was going to talk there and they were afraid. You know what? I mean, when you get up there and you get really into the liberal mode, is free speech is not for everybody. It's just for Berkeley students.
There
so anyway, what's the weather look like?
45 degrees in downtown Reading. We're going to have a high today of 50 and a low tonight of 53. It's actually going to warm up as it's going through the day. It's rain and through Friday, we're going to have a high of 58, a low of 47. Saturday, showers likely. Sunday and Monday, it's going right through the weekend. We're going to have rain and hovering right around the low 50s and high 40s for the whole weekend. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally and veteran-owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Good morning, everybody. This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Alliance Heating and Air, been in the business well over 20 years, the better-known business, and these are the people we go to for any of our heating or cooling needs. They are absolutely outstanding, best in the North State, obviously. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day if you need help. If it's an emergency, give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. These are really, really good people, Alliance Heating and Air. Okay, speaking of good people, we're here with Tony Giovanello. Giovanello.
That's it. Very musical. Uh-huh.
And Todd Jones. Nice American name.
Simple name, yes.
Todd Jones. Marine. Ooh. Okay. Hey, we're talking about from the EDC, Economic Development Corporation. We're talking about the startups that have happened. We're talking about the new things that are going on here. That it looks rosy. It looks good because we've had a lot of people request for information coming in already this year in January. Just beginning of February, we're expecting more. What if you had – you could be king for the day. You could be El Duce, which is Italian, so – Get your face out of there. So okay, you could be the one that makes these decisions. What do you need? What could you do that would kind of like cement these? You know, would really hit that home run like you talked about.
Well, I mean, if I could do anything,
yeah,
right, I'd wave a magic wand,
yeah,
and we would have an unbelievable abundance of trained workers,
yeah,
because
workforce.
When companies, whether they're established companies, are looking at a place to relocate or expand, or whether startups, you know, who just finally get to the point where they're starting to scale, that's what they're looking at. And the challenges that we have are challenges that most areas in the country are having. So the areas that fix that or find solutions to create a perpetual workforce are going to have a serious competitive advantage over the long haul.
Okay.
And that has been an issue for years, but I think maybe the schools and the business community are finally starting to recognize it and make an issue out of it. It's always been a workforce issue.
It has, and you know, we have a very supportive community that has a lot of resources to push things forward and things like that. But ultimately, it comes down to business engaging because they have the expertise in people. They have the equipment, the knowledge, the intellectual property that needs to be, if you would, transferred to our youth. In addition, we need to develop a culture that creates motivation and interest among our youth to search out those careers.
And the schools have to be a part of it.
They do.
The education system has to get on board with the responsibility of training the kids to do something besides get along fine and feel good.
But they need the help of the business community. As an example, at the Grow Manufacturing Initiative, we talked about having Chris from Shasta High there. But we also had Jim Cloney, you know, the superintendent of Shasta Union High School District. Then we had Mike O'Leary, who's in charge of helping create those kind of curriculums if they don't exist and supporting the ones that exist. So, and you know, even at the college level, we had a number of people from Shasta College there. So I think the education community wants to do it. They, you know, they have some money here and there to do it, but it needs to be spent effectively, and we need the business community to engage.
So the business community to engage. So I know you speak to the Rotary all the time, I would think. And you know, we have 12 Rotaries around here or something. And you probably go over and you talk to high schools. I imagine it, the high schools, because one of the things that Joe wanted to do from CloudWise Academy is to, you know, spread this out. So we have classes where kids young adults are learning how to use all this and how to move forward with that.
Do they interact with, like, New Tech High School and down in Anderson and some of the other high schools that are specifically targeting this kind of project?
Are we talking about the business community?
The Venture Hub and the Grow...
Well, I mean, Grow Manufacturing down in Butte County certainly is, and it's something that we're looking at here in Shasta County. The Venture Hub, we're not really interacting with the high schools quite as much at this moment, but there are a lot of different things like Reach Higher Shasta, which Hope Seth is doing, which is really trying to bring the business community and the education sector together.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, let's hope that works. Hey, we really appreciate you two being on today, and I know you've got meetings at 8:30, and you got to run out in the rain and drive.
Drive carefully.
Drive carefully.
People
because
don't slow down in Shasta County when it's raining. They
you know,
just
the
do
thing,
not.
The thing I really like about having you all on is there's an optimistic look because you all see it. Unfortunately, that the word doesn't get out. You know, it gets out through here, but it's not on the front page. 100 startups in Shasta County last month. Of course, in the next month it goes, okay, of those, how many of the startups that you see go on for the next 6 months?
Well, if we look at the Game Changer event we had in August.
Okay.
Right? We had 20 startups that exhibited, and those are fairly new ones, you know, in the scheme of things. But we also had some people on stage who have talked about the fact that, you know, just from one startup, Spiritus Solutions, there were a number of companies that outgrew from that, and there were 250 jobs just from that one startup, right? So branched off and did others. Exactly.
Okay, see, that is exactly what I'm talking about. That. How many people know that?
Well, the 350 people that were at the Game Changers know it.
They know that. But that's something you go in and you grab Dave Binda by the throat and you say, Dave, this is what's going on here. You need to put this in there in your business column.
You know, one quick fact. I read something yesterday about Bend, their angel group. Okay, and Bend gets all this press and all that. And they have invested recently in 13 companies, a little bit more money and a few more companies than the Shasta Angels, which have invested in 7 companies recently. But actually, the companies we've invested in and our angel group here have created more jobs than the angel group in Bend. So, you know, we've got some things going on.
Well, that's what people need to know.
And people don't know that.
Yeah, and once people know it, it starts to grow because then more people want to become part of it. How do I get into this angel group? How do I do this? How do I help people in this? And they find out that, hey, this one thing caused, you know, that, you know, had 250 jobs out of it.
Yeah, and I would always say it's a net positive from what I've seen and the people I've talked to. Mm-hmm. You know, we might lose a few each month, but we're gaining more than we're losing each month.
Because you can't expect every one of them, you know, that starts up to be a success. It's not easy. It's not like here. KCNR when we started up.
Yeah. And that was just a piece of cake, right?
Yeah, it's just been easy. It's just been easy for the last 8 years. It's been easy the last 8 years on this one, opening up. Anyway, okay. Well, every month, you know, I'd really like you maybe bring in one of your startups next month. Mm-hmm. You know, just say, hey, look, this is what EDC has done for us. And, you know, just to kind of, and to talk about, even if they just, you know, they come in and for the one you had in the summer there on the startup thing, just to come in and say, hey, look, this is what's happened. This is what we had to do and that kind of thing. You know, cause people need to hear that because people signed up for Joe's classes at CloudWise off of talking about that. So, okay. Anything else?
No, but we'll go out there and hopefully we'll see the sunshine.
No, not today. Not for the next 5 days.
I mean for the groundhog, for what's his name, Phil?
Poxahontas Phil.
Yeah,
saw
they said
his
six
shadow.
Weeks.
That's right. And then there's a picture of a wolf said, yeah, Phil saw his shadow. I then ate him. So anyway, thanks a lot. Hey, we'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, this is Jana, General Manager of the Historic Cascade Theater, inviting you to celebrate with us the perfect Valentine's event for you and your sweetheart. We are proud to present the silver screen classic Gone with the Wind, Sunday, February 12th. It's more than just a movie. It's a party. Come join us for live music, dancing, themed drinks, and a few surprises. Then enjoy the ultimate date night classic featuring three of Hollywood's greatest stars, winner of 8 Academy Awards, including Best Picture. Don't miss this rare opportunity to see Gone with the Wind on the big screen at the Cascade Theater. It's the perfect date night for your Valentine's weekend. Tickets are just $15 and can be purchased by calling the box office at 243-8877 or online at cascadetheater.org. Don't miss it. Gone with the Wind, Sunday, February 12th at the Cascade Theater. Party starts at 2 p.m., film starts at 3 p.m. Hope to see you there.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. Don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at orchardnutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. How are you doing today? It's a rainy day, and it's not going to get any better either. It's going to be rainy all day. Weather Report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. It's going to be raining for the next 3 or 4 days. Hey, tonight, Linda's going to be at Wind River Casino with her band. It's Lady Bott and the Bluebirds. It's going to start at 6:30. They're over in Overtime. They're in the Overtime Lounge, which is bigger, and have tables, individual tables out there, and it's really nice. It's the it's set back a little bit, and it's got a they have a big screen up there that they're using for in the music. It's just a good time for 2 hours tonight. She's got, of course, her regular band and then Joe Larson on the trombone. Perfect. So it's going to be a great night.
Always a good time.
Oh yeah, and then of course food over there. They bring the dinners over to Overtime, and you have the steak and lobster and all the other stuff they have. So it's good. Right. So be there tonight. Come on and join us at 6 o'clock or 6:15, and then she starts at 6:30, or come in then. And just have a nice dinner and enjoy the show. It's it's close as you're going to get to a show in some of the bigger places.
If you have not joined them for one of these shows, you just can't imagine how – just it's a great time. It kind of reminds me of the atmosphere that we used to have around the piano bars and little cabarets, and it's just a really good time. Good music.
I think so.
Dancing.
Yeah.
Good company.
Okay. So we have some more guests coming in around 8:30. But and we talked about Phil seeing it. Okay. Trish.
Yes.
What do you think about what's going on now? About in D.C. Does it seem like the Democrats are reeling back?
No. I think that they still don't get it. I think that the press – did you see I get bulletins on my phone when something happens. When President Trump decided to get into the helicopter yesterday and didn't take the press with him, my phone was just going beep, beep, beep.
I didn't think they took the press with him in the helicopter.
Well, he didn't let them know. Nobody knew where he was going. Went ballistic.
He went over to the SEAL, SEAL that had been killed in that attack in Yemen.
But he didn't tell them.
He didn't tell them.
Right. And they were having a fit.
They haven't busted the code yet. Here's the code, everybody. He's not a politician.
There you go.
He's not a politician.
He's not going to do and things the way you want him to do them.
And if you want to report on him as you would a politician, it's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
Reuters put out something yesterday. It was really interesting. I don't know if you saw that. Reuters said, hey, this is, we're not going to have the access like we had before.
Yeah.
You've got to be better at your jobs and reporting. Do not pick a fight over insignificant things. Do not pick a fight with this administration on insignificant things. Still report. When you're doing your reporting, don't immediately think of the darkest thing. I mean, this is what Reuters is saying.
Yeah.
And that's right, is the whole thing about this man, the reason he got elected is he's not a politician.
Exactly.
He says things that are horrible. I mean, he does.
Sometimes he does, yes.
He does. I mean, he says things sometimes that are just horrible. That part about the women. I mean, there is no reason for that. And you can say it was 8 years ago, and you can say, oh, he didn't know it, and, oh, guys talk like that. No, not all guys talk like that. And so that was, that he apologized for that. His wife said, ugh. And but the thing is that's past. I mean, and people don't want to let that go, but that's past. He's president now. And you can't treat him like he's an Obama or a Bush or a Christie or anybody, because he's not like that.
And here's the point, though. They don't get it quite yet.
No, not yet. It's going to take them a while.
They don't understand how he got elected. They absolutely cannot get the mindset as to why the reports were all wrong, the polls were all wrong, everything they knew. They're still reeling the fact that everything they knew going into that election, Hillary was going to be elected. And so they've got to figure out what went wrong, because it can't be something they did. They haven't figured out that it was a stupid. They had a stupid candidate that wasn't going to get elected, and the people out there have had enough. They're not going to. I think it's going to take a bit longer. I think that they don't expect him to remain consistent, and I think they're wrong, because he is going to remain.
He's done everything he said he was going to do.
He has a reputation of not starting projects that he can't finish. His ego is not going to let him take on something that he can't accomplish. So he's going to get this done. About the only obstacle that I can see that can stop him is if the Republican Party will not go along with it.
Yeah, because they're reeling too.
They are too, because let's face it, they like the way the system works. They like
their
perks.
They thrived in it. They like the fact that they just go back there
and they have their little fiefdoms and, and they get all these perks and they just don't have to deal with all the laws they make because they abstain from all
Well,
of it.
You know, the,
and that's going to all change.
He's going to introduce legislation to limit term limits.
Well, and he's going to introduce
frankly,
all kinds of things that they're not going to like.
People say, well, you have elections. But let's take a good look at that. You've got to, you know, it's hard to get an incumbent out of there. So why not say, okay, you can be in the House of Representatives for 8 years and you can be in the Senate for 12 years. And that's it, guys.
And you don't get to have your income forever after you leave, and you don't get to have a retirement that's based on how much money do they make?
You know
that's
what?
Insane.
But you know what? Okay, here's what I think about that. I don't agree with that. And I'll tell you why. These people are giving up, and if we change things so it's for 8 years, these people are giving up their life and their livelihood for 8 years. They've got to have something when they're coming back. So make, you know what, if you're going to have, okay, make it a, you know, 75% for if you want to do it for 10 years after they get out.
Exactly.
And then maybe start, you know, and
start easing it off. But a reasonable amount of money. They don't need $180,000 retirement.
Why?
That's a lot of money for, I mean, how many other people retire
with $180,000? Okay, the point about that is because you would be turning them over, churning them like that. Yeah, okay, I could see that. But, you know,
For a limited period of time after you come out.
100,000, you know,
exactly.
Something like that for, you know, for 8 years to get them started again. Because you want people like, okay, let's just say this. This is what I do as a livelihood. I don't make anywhere close to $180,000. But if I ran, I couldn't do this.
That's
I
right.
can't do this. People say, why don't you run for supervisor? Why don't you run for city council? Because I can't do this. Then.
That's right.
I have got to be out of the business for months. Yeah. You know, so I can't do that. So if I took off for 8 years to serve my country, and when I come back, this would be gone.
Yeah. That's right.
And I may be the best choice. I mean, I'm just saying, I may be the best choice, but I've got to be able to come back and start
okay,
over
beyond
again.
The, that's Ken beyond
about that headache, you know.
Yeah, look what happened to him. Yeah.
But beyond the retirement, the other thing that they need to do is stop making laws that don't affect them. When they pass a health care bill, they have to be a part of that health care bill. If they pass any of these bills where they exempt themselves and have their own system, they need to live under the same laws we have for the rest of us.
Absolutely.
Right across the board.
Absolutely. Anything that goes for me should be gone for Doug LaMalfa.
There you go. Absolutely.
And I know, you know, and I'm not sure, you know, everybody talks about how things are different. I'm not sure how different it is. I think we have to get somebody that knows, okay, they used to have these perks, but they don't have any more. They have to pay in their Social Security. They have to do that, you know, all that. Anyway, here's the one thing, and this is a good comment here from Cousin Vinny. The people we have, Berkeley fascist, the Democrats were so invested in the United Nations restricting our industries and making us a banana republic. They thought they were going to dissolve the country into a new world order. I don't think it went like that, but I think what it was I think what Obama wanted to do was bring us into, so it was a global thing as opposed to what we are famous for and what we are so strong at as being an exceptional country that invites people in, but not to let it take over our society. And that's what the Democrats don't realize. People are just angry at every time they turned around. If you are a Christian in this country, it felt like you were under attack.
Well, what about the reinstallation of prayer in the White House? That is great.
Here's the other thing.
They're actually praying and doing it in public. That's
the
great.
Persecution of Christianity throughout the world. I just read an article. Now, of course, you know they're leaning. But still, the persecution of Christians in the Middle East is unbelievable. You know, they talk about how he wants to slow down people coming in from Islamic countries because of, you know, their terrorist sponsoring countries. By the way, that who were identified by Obama. It wasn't identified by Trump.
In fact,
Obama signed it. Trump is just implementing the order. But the thing is that the persecution of Christians throughout the world is going on. I mean, you see them being marched off and killed by ISIS.
And we're not bringing them in here.
Well, no, not in the numbers that you're bringing in the Muslim community, but it's, and there's a reason for that. There's, for every Christian, there's probably 150,000 Muslims. I mean, in, when you're talking Middle East. Anyway, hey, let's take a break. We've got some other guests coming in. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Speaking of Valentine's Day.
I was in there yesterday.
You were in there yesterday? Isn't it a great place?
It is a great place.
And Rebecca and Henry are in there. It's the only full-service jewelry shop in Reading. When I say that, that means they can design and build jewelry. They've got the only watch repairman in the whole area. If you've got a watch that's broken, you take it to another jewelry store. They'll take it over to Four Winds Jewelry, and he'll fix it. That's how good he is. And this is what they do. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Really, really good people, and they're very honest. All right, we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Discover River Point, a brand new community by Reading's largest home builder, Palomar Builders, located in South Reading. These quality built homes include large, deep lots surrounded by mature oak trees, RV parking, exceptional interior and exterior features, designer kitchens with granite countertops, stylish master suites, and energy efficient heating and air conditioning units by Bryant and Cascade Comfort Service. All Bryant heating and air conditioning units come with Puron refrigerant. Puron is an environmentally sound refrigerant designed not to harm the Earth's ozone layer. Bryant is the leader in HVAC units, and at Cascade Comfort Service, we'll do whatever it takes to provide quality energy savings that set the standard for today's energy efficient living in your new River Point home. With its tree lined streets, River Point provides quality living at reasonable pricing with plans starting at only $299.8. Contact Debbie Morgan of Coldwell Banker and CNC Properties today.
Must be Budget Blinds, because only Budget Blinds brings a showroom of great window fashions to your door. Hi, Julie.
Hi, Janet. Love the new designs.
Colors and patterns you can't find anywhere else. Brought right to your door. Exclusive product lines for every budget, including Roman shades, rugs, pillows, and so much more, to transform any room from ordinary to extraordinary. Plus, we do all the measuring and installation for you. No more running from store to store or taking your chances online.
Budget Blinds is a home convenience concept. Whenever you call Budget Blinds, you're always going to get a live person on the phone. We'll come out. We'll bring all sorts of different samples. We'll listen to your need. Being a franchise owner of Budget Blind, a big part would be our warranties. Our warranties are unbeatable. With no questions asked, no matter what happens to your window coverings, you're covered in.
So when you hear, think Budget Blinds.
If you're in need of custom window coverings, give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web at budgetblinds.com.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
So welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
Thursday,
February the 2nd, 2017, 45
Groundhog
degrees.
Day.
It is Groundhog Day. You know what, do you ever... And, you know, we played Sonny and Cher's I Got You, Babe. And as Bob said, I wonder how many people got that. Anyway, 45 degrees going up to 50 today. It's going to be raining. It's going to be raining today.
Oh, yes, old guys.
Tonight. Tomorrow. Tomorrow night.
Saturday night.
Saturday night. Sunday.
Yes. Rain. Foreseeable future.
Sunday night. If you're going up to the mountains, there'll be snow.
Snow. Yes.
So,
but we're building a tremendous snowpack, and that's a good thing.
Oh, it's great, and I can tell you that I talked to Kevin Kelly out at Holiday Harbor, and he says the phones are ringing off the hook. He says last year was good, and this year they're already selling because people know it's raining, and he says the water's up so much that they can start lifting boats out to do some, you know, minor repairs or this, because before they had to actually literally bring down something, you know, just to climb down into where you could get to the boats and bring it back up. But now he says they pop them right out and to their repair facility and, you know, rehab or whatever they want to do. That's how good it is. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. Better-known business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Best place in the world to get a haircut. What can I say? It's man's last stronghold. We're here with Jenna Laird from Cascade Theater. It's true. That's what it says on the wall there.
Man's
last stronghold.
Yep.
Then somebody put a bullet hole through the window. So no, I'm just kidding about that. And Jenna's here.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. You know what? You're always smiley.
Oh.
You know what? We could not have you and Christy Kidd in the same room. It would just be too much. It would just be.
Smiles?
It would just. You know what? You'd get sunburns from their smiles because they're always smiling.
Smiles, Carl.
Okay.
Not possible.
No, you can't. Well, yeah, but I bet you can get. You know, you get teeth blindness. Something. I know. I'm sorry. This has been going on all morning. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
I think it's
Carl's
something in
one
the
of those
coffee.
Kind of weird.
Weird kind of weird things. Yes. A lot of stuff going on at the Cascade.
Yes.
All
we
right.
Are.
Tonight.
Tonight we have Midtown Men.
Now people are going Midtown
what?
Men.
What is that?
Midtown Men?
It's original cast from the Jersey Boys from Broadway.
If you have not seen the if you haven't seen the musical, it's great. Clint Eastwood did it. He filmed it, Jersey Boys. And you know, it didn't go over big, but I thoroughly enjoyed it.
It was a huge hit on Broadway for a very long time. Yep, it's all 60s music. I mean, if you're a fan of those good old days, come down. The cast of the Jersey Boys.
Four seasons.
Yeah. We'll be
it's
here tonight,
seasons.
7:30 p.m. at the Cascade Theater.
Now, the guy that is in the original cast won a Tony, if I remember right. In fact, the musical won a number of Tonys, didn't it?
Yep. Christian Hoff was the Tony Award winner.
Mm-hmm. And he, I believe, was in the movie, too. If you like that type of music, or
what's not to like about the 60s music?
Well, and they have those Rat Pack inspired suits, so clean and classy,
and you know it's going to be funny because they've been working together a long time, and so that you know just the interaction is going to be great.
Should be a
great
show.
Tickets tonight they just start at $32, depending on where you want to sit, but you can get tickets at the Cascade Theater box office. By calling 243-8877 or online at cascadetheater.org.
Good.
Yeah.
So what else we got going
on? Oh, February's fun. We have lots of stuff going on. February 12th, we have Gone with the Wind.
Yes.
All right.
I think you're already coming, Carl. Yeah. Linda already booked you.
That's right. And we have other people coming. And we're going to give away some tickets there. I was going to give them away next week. But if, you know, Gone with the Wind, it's going to be on a Sunday.
Yes.
It starts at?
February 12th, we have a party beforehand. So the party
at
2 o'clock, and then the movie starts at 3.
Okay.
So you can come. We're going to have themed drinks and giveaways and prizes. And since it is a four-hour movie during intermission, before the show starts, you can actually place a lunch order. And then during intermission, your lunch will be delivered, and you can eat your lunch for the second half of the movie.
Oh, wow. That's great.
It's a four-hour movie, so you got to do something.
Yeah.
Well, but I tell you what. Frankly, I don't give a damn.
You had to put that in somewhere, didn't you?
I throw it in there. I didn't know where. But this is – we had one of these before, and we had It's a Wonderful Life. What a great time we had.
It was fun.
You know, Linda says, we're going to go to that. And I went, well, you know, frankly, okay. I'm not fighting it. And but what a good time it was, because we had popcorn. We had and everybody just looked at it. They were – I mean, mesmerized by the, you know, I guess maybe it's on the big screen.
Oh, for sure.
And everybody was just looking. There was nobody being, you know, nobody was like getting up and leaving or any of that. It was just, and so I can imagine the big screen. Gone with one of my mother's favorite movie.
Oh, yeah.
And it's one of Linda's favorite movies. And what a musical score. It won.
Oh,
I don't know how many Oscars it won, but it was – it's some people, of course
– Now you're making me rethink it. I wasn't going to go, and now I'm thinking maybe I am.
Well, you know, we should.
We have some – you know,
I'm thinking I probably need to go to that.
All right. The now the Gone with the Wind – okay, now you've got people in costume there, but we don't have to come in costume. Right.
We don't have people in costume for this one.
Mm-mm. Oh, okay. No, okay.
Not unless you have a beautiful gown.
Antebellum. Yeah, antebellum gown.
You can
something.
Absolutely dress
the
up.
White,
yeah.
The white with the white.
There yeah.
We go. You know, how about, you know, the white, you know, suit with the white hat, you know?
Yeah.
No, but we actually.
Scarlet.
We have a beautiful piece of jewelry that we're giving away. This is a Valentine's Day event.
Yeah.
It's the weekend before Valentine's Day, I think, is on a Tuesday this year.
Yep.
And so a lot of people aren't able to celebrate throughout the week, so we thought we'd put this on the weekend so people could have a party at 2, come see the movie at 3, you get a little lunch, and there's still time afterwards if you wanted to go out and do that romantic dinner afterwards that you could.
There you go.
Yeah.
Great time.
And tickets are only $15 for the whole thing.
Seating at designated seating?
Nope.
Or just
open seating.
Open seating.
So you can go where you want to. Mm-hmm. You can sit up in the balcony. I don't know if you ever opened up the balconies for those. Mm-hmm. So you can sit up there on the balcony and you can see all this. It's a great time.
It is a great time.
You know, Jenna has lured me back into the theater.
Oh, good.
You know, and I mean, it's just some great productions down there. And that's not all. You got some more.
Yes. Later on in February, we have the Golden Dragon Acrobats coming on February 16th.
Now, they were here last year, right?
Make my palms sweat. They are amazing.
These are the ones we saw them last year. And these people are outstanding.
They don't miss a beat.
They don't. And they do things with stuff like chairs.
Oh, stacking 12 chairs up in the air.
Yeah, they stack 12 chairs, and it's – I think there's somebody on the top of them.
Yeah.
They climb up, and they get up on the top and does a handstand.
Yeah.
It's like you're sitting there waiting for them. Because there's always that thought something could happen.
What if?
I mean, yeah, what if? But, I mean, they are just absolutely fantastic.
And then on February 28th, we have Volo coming. And this is a true spectacle. Oh, my gosh. So if you get a chance, go to our website, cascadetheater.org, and just check out the video that's on their page. This is where athleticism meets circus style. Stunts and there's dancing involved. It's another one of those shows that just every single number you go, wow.
So there's a lot of opticals. So when they're singing, they're doing other things, they're dancing, and
I don't think there's any singing in the show.
No singing, just dancing and gymnastics kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, they have very large props that they spin on, they climb on, they dance around them.
Okay.
I mean, there's things that make you go, how do they do that? It's almost kind of it's an illusion show. It's really, really fantastic. And we haven't had one like this at the theater before, so it's something. Yeah. You know, they usually go to bigger venues, so we're really honored to have them at the Cascade on February 28th.
Okay.
Very good.
February
sounds like we can just go do something at the Cascade every week.
We do. We have something every single week.
And it's good stuff, too.
It is.
Yeah. And
they're all great for the entire family. It's not just for adults. So bring the kids down, have some quality time together, come down to the theater and celebrate together.
Enjoy.
Yeah.
What else is what's coming up?
And then in March, we have Peter and Paul. Of Peter,
okay.
Paul, and Mary coming.
Just so you all know, because I did remember it after you said it, and I said, well, where's Mary? Well, Mary's no longer with us.
She's no longer with us.
Yeah. So Peter and Paul.
Peter and Paul, just those classic musicians that you recall. You know their songs.
Yeah, they're all, you know, If I Had a Hammer and all those things.
Yeah, so they're coming on March 11th, and then we are in full swing for Tarzan. You like that pun?
That's right.
Swing.
You got Tarzan.
Nice lead in.
Yeah. That was good. I like that.
So Tarzan opens March 31st.
Uh-huh.
And I stopped by rehearsal again last night, and they are amazing. All local talent.
Mm-hmm.
The sets are going to be pretty incredible. I mean, we're going all out.
Anybody swinging across the stage?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, you can't have a Tarzan movie.
Yeah, how could you do that without that?
I mean, you got to have somebody swinging, sure.
Okay.
The costumes are incredible. The athleticism going into these performers, I mean, they are just letting it all go. And they are putting down all their boundaries and being willing and able to do everything that their choreographer, Jana Parker, who is amazing, who owns Balanced Yoga here in town in Solius. She's our choreographer for the show and really taking it to the next level. Our dancers are really getting a stretch for some unique, cool, interpretive, modern dancing. And then Eileen Davis is our director for that. Eileen is, she's been a performer with the Cascade before, so this is her first time as director, and she's doing amazing. She's great. She's really, really fantastic. So we're honored to have
you.
Y'all
put out quality work there. Our local people just
constantly strive. And how long does it run?
It runs until April 9th. So it's two full long weekends. We have a total of, I think, 13 performances. So there's lots of opportunities to come. This is a family show. This is a show for the entire family. And like I said, the costumes and the sets, Skip Barker, Matt Goodman, and Tyler Williams have been helping us with our sets. Everything is climbable. Everything you can hang from and swing from. It's like a big jungle gym up on stage. It's going to be really
so you have you know what? So I assume that you have people playing monkeys and apes and in this apes and of course Tarzan and then Jane.
Cheetah.
We have we have the leopard.
The leopard. Well, she's talking about Cheetah, the little monkey that would follow him around. But he had apes. In the true story, they were all apes.
And so, you know, Eileen has really done a lot of research with Tarzan and what a classic show this was. And so and the fact that Phil Collins actually helped write all the music for the Broadway production. So, you know, a spin of Disney and a little bit of Phil Collins and a little bit of classic movie elements right from the second that you see the exterior of the theater, you will be in the jungle. We're actually decorating the outside of the theater as well.
Oh, okay.
So when you come, just like you kind of did,
there's
some pictures I can show you, but from the second you see the theater, you're going to be taken to the jungle. When you walk in, there's going to be jungle sounds, no music. So you're right
there.
Should
I bring my .458 double rifle just in case?
No, weapons are not allowed inside. Sorry.
Oh. Well, what happens if we're attacked by an elephant? We have no elephants.
Well, no elephants.
Okay, we'll be all right.
No elephants.
Okay, all right.
Tarzan's doing great. They're working really, really hard, and I really hope people get a chance to see it because it's going to be one of our top spectacles.
Hey, we're here with Jenna Laird from the Cascade Theater, and she's talking about things that are going on this great month. We're going to take a quick break and be right back. This portion of the show is brought to you by Wellgate Sports Club. If you're looking for a great place to work out, it's got an indoor saltwater pool, very highly trained professionals there to help you, and some of the best equipment you're ever going to work out on, spinning classes, yoga classes, and Boheme Spa. I mean, come on. This is truly the place to go to. Give them a call at 768-1205. They're on the corner of Eureka and Court Street. And just stop by. Go on in. Say that Carl and Linda sent you. You get a free workout. See what it's like. Look at all their facilities. It's cool. We'll be right back with Jenna Laird.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
It's Ladybot and the Bluebirds in Overtime Lounge at Wind River Resort and Casino, Thursday, February 2nd, from 6:30 to 8:30. Join me, Linda Bott, as I sing my favorite jazz standards, featuring Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, Bobby Verimontis on drums, and Joe Larson on trombone. That's February 2nd from 6:30 to 8:30 in Overtime Lounge. See you there.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Bistar Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Bistar Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at FiveStarBank.com. Bistar Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. It's Thursday, the 2nd of February, 2017. I'm here with Trish Clark, of course. She's my Thursday girl. Yeah, Thursday. Love Thursdays. That's right.
Even if it's raining.
45 degrees, going up to 50 today. It's going to be raining today, tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
So we're getting lots of rain. In advance.
If you want to.
And snowing in the upper snowing elevations. Up,
yeah. We're heading over the hills today, or
need
not
to
today.
Bear
but
that
this
in
weekend.
Mind.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we are. We're going to. And we have four-wheel drive, and I'm taking kitty litter and everything else.
Exactly.
Anyway.
You take it slow.
Yeah, this portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite. Don't call the 800 number. Call 241-DISH. Call the local provider right here. And you can save $100 on your bill, and you can also help a veteran save $100 on their bill. How? Well, you call 241-DISH, and you ask Doug Tooley, a veteran, about how you do this. That's 241-DISH. Don't call the 800 number. All right. We're here with Jenna Laird from Cascade Theater, who is the general manager and sometimes the director. And are you entertaining anymore? I mean, like, you're not in plays or
I'm not performing
you?
At
not
the
performing.
Moment.
Right.
No.
At the moment.
I'm not performing at the moment. No. I am the executive producer at the Cascade Theater. So. I work very closely with the entire production team for our in-house productions.
But you run the Cascade Theater.
I am the general manager.
The general manager.
As well.
Okay, mm-hmm. I see. And the executive theater.
Mm-hmm. So
okay.
Tell us about the Cascade Theater, the structure, because a lot of people, as I mention often, we think we know everything. That everybody listening to us knows everything we do about what we're talking about.
Sure.
They don't always do that. So tell us the Cascade Theater in a nutshell.
So the Cascade Theater was originally built in 1935, and then it closed down, and the community knew of this building, and they all pulled together to restore the Cascade Theater back to its original state. So it reopened back up in 2004, and it is the Cascade Theater is actually owned by Jefferson Live, which is an affiliate of the JPR Foundation, which is associated with JPR and Southern Oregon University. So there's a very very tiered relationship that we have with them as far as how we came to be.
And it's a nonprofit.
It is a nonprofit. Yes, the Cascade Theater is
a
nonprofit.
People don't understand that when you all there's nobody paying to fix the air conditioner. You've got to raise that money yourself.
Exactly. Yeah. And you know, a lot of people are still, they don't know that we are a nonprofit. And a lot of the ticket sales that they go right back to the artist. A lot of times we just break even on the shows just to be able to pay for the artist to come. So as a nonprofit, we're constantly struggling with you know, it is a historical building, and it has a lot of repair all the time. So we're
Anytime you have a huge building like that, it's an ongoing
an old building.
Maintenance.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's like owning a great big house.
Yeah. Hey,
you said it was – when did it open?
It originally opened in 1935.
Okay. But it was open in the 60s, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, you said it closed down.
Mm-hmm.
When did it close down? You know? Had to have been like – because the only reason I said that, I thought you said it had closed down, you know, and because I know people
that – went to the Cascade Theater
that
when they were kids
or, you know, because it used to be they split it in half.
They actually made it – yeah, they put a wall right down the middle, and because there's an upstairs and downstairs, it became a fourplex movie theater. And when they went back in to restore it, they took down that wall and
a fourplex?
Fourplex because you had one, two, three, four.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. So it was a fourplex movie
theater. The restoration was incredible to the tours.
Oh no,
that they did
it was
the
no,
process
and you can see it how beautiful
where
it is.
Started and
because
where it's
I've talked to people that said no, I was in high school. We used to sit back there and in the Cascade and hold hands and watch the movies.
And it was a big deal when they uncovered the murals on the ceiling
because nobody
they had
knew
been
that
covered
yeah.
for
there was a lot
years.
Of hidden
years.
Treasures.
Yeah. Oh,
and there was like smoke and dirt and all that
yeah,
kind of stuff.
It was in pretty bad shape.
I have to say, some people are saying, why is JPR run, you know, why did they have to take it over? Because had they not, that building was a few months away from a bulldozer.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so now we have something that's beautiful right in our town.
Yes. JPR really saved the day. And they are one of our main season sponsors and dear affiliates with the Cascade Theater. They're extremely supportive.
Berkeley Fash just said, I went to the Cascade 50 years ago. I'm not sure who this is, but 50 years ago. So
yeah.
50 mm-hmm. years.
Well, it was open. Yeah. I'm thinking it was
well,
open.
Well, that had been in the 60s.
To the 70s?
11 years old, I remember going there.
Yeah, it was been, yeah.
Yeah, so the restoration took, I believe it was about 5 years, and it took, what was it, $4.5 million to repair the theater when it was originally built for $100,000.
Do you know, I knew somebody, and I'm not gonna say who, but I knew somebody that was going to buy that. They were going to buy the Cascade.
Oh, really?
And they wanted to they wanted to rehab it. Mm. And they talked about it, and when they came back, it had been sold in the meantime that they decided on this is what they were going to do.
So
because
now,
they wanted to keep it in downtown, too. So,
our host organization, Jefferson Live, they also own the Holly Theater, which is our sister theater, which is currently being renovated in Medford, Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had the pleasure of going up there, and it's going through its renovation stages right now. But they have a really great tour that they offer. And when it opens up, it'll be a huge benefit to the Cascade because then when we approach artists to book, we can
double it. Right.
Double
they get a twofer.
A twofer, exactly.
That's right. No,
and
it's close,
Cascade Theater
too.
And Medford.
And it's close enough that they can get there so they can rest up and all that.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that works. We have somebody on the line here.
Tim has a comment.
Tim, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Hey, listen, I just wanted to tell you, I heard you talking about the Cascade. I was going to the Cascade Theater in 1957-58. It was 25 cents to go in and see a movie. It 25 cents.
There you go.
You could get a regular movie, and then they had the old serials like Flash Gordon and stuff like that.
For sure. The newsreel.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They actually did. So I just wanted to tell you that. It goes way back.
Oh, yeah, it sure does. Tim, thanks a lot for the phone call.
Okay, you're welcome.
Thank you, Tim.
Bye-bye. Oh, the old Republic Rocket Man serials and stuff like that.
Oh, I remember, you know, back when I was a kid, you know, because we had, you know, theaters that you had the, you had the serials going on. It was, you know, the cowboy serials, and you had the science fiction ones.
Hidden
you know.
Empire.
Oh, yeah,
and then you got a newsreel, and then you got a cartoon.
You got cartoons. You got cartoons
and sometimes
a newsreel.
A double feature on Saturday.
Yeah.
You know, one of the greatest parts about working at the Cascade Theater is we have people that come in all the time, and they bring us photos or they bring us memorabilia of grandparents or relatives that used to work at the theater. This one gentleman brought by a picture of his great-grandmother who was the original ticket taker in the kiosk that you see outside the Cascade Theater.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Do you do weddings there?
We do, absolutely, yeah. We've had several weddings there.
It's a good place.
It's a really great
place.
Do
you charge them the whole thing? there for a winning?
It depends on what they want to do. I mean, our pricing is very flexible depending on what the needs of the customer is. But yeah, the Cascade Theater is not just a venue where we showcase touring artists, but it's a local theater for everybody. So dance recitals, you know, local dance companies come in and have their recitals here.
How do people become members?
You can go online to cascadetheater.org, and our membership is extremely affordable, starting at just $50. But it gives you perks like advanced ticket purchase and notifications of when we have add-on shows, and you'll be the first one to know, and you can get premium seating.
We like to sit in a certain spot.
Yeah,
we do. And I always like to sit on the aisle, and you all have really been helpful in that. $50.
So it starts at $50, it goes all the way up to $10,000, depending on what kind of membership
and
you want to be.
And you can, because it's a 501(c), you can get write-offs.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
Good.
So it's kind of a win-win for everybody. If you are one of our higher membership levels, you even get VIP parking. So there's a personalized plate for
you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yes.
I know that.
Yes, I know.
We're here with Jenna Laird from the Cascade Theater, general manager and the executive producer for all these. So many things going on. Tonight, going down and see the guys from the Jersey Boys, the original cast down there at the Cascade Theater. It starts at
7:30.
Really reasonable prices out there. Everybody have a great day. Tomorrow, Congressman Doug LaMalfa will join us.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
And I'll keep this world from dragging me down.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. No more Mr. Nice Guy. President Trump says there's nothing wrong with the hard line he's taking with some other world leaders, including the leaders of Mexico and Australia.
We have to be tough. It's time we're going to be a little tough, folks. We're taken advantage of by every nation in the world, virtually.
And Mr. Trump assures his audience at this morning's National Prayer Breakfast it's not going to happen anymore. The president also says it's his Christian faith and the prayers of others that sustain him when the going gets tough.
The president told the National Prayer Breakfast that he grew up in a churched home and that his mother taught him from the Bible.
And that faith lives on in my heart every single day.
Mr. Trump said a constant source of strength for him is hearing five words often spoken to him by people across the country.